The Lahore High Court on Tuesday rejected bail petitions filed by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founder Imran Khan in 8 cases linked to the May 9, 2023, riots, prompting sharp criticism from the party, which called the ruling a blatant miscarriage of justice. The decision, delivered by a 2-member bench led by Justice Shahbaz Ali Rizvi, followed the conclusion of arguments from both prosecution and defense. Imran's legal team had argued that the former prime minister was implicated without credible evidence while he was already in custody and denied any involvement in the violence. The May 9 unrest erupted nationwide following Khan's arrest in a graft case and included attacks on civil and military installations, including Lahore's Jinnah House. The prosecution claimed Khan incited supporters to target military facilities and cited forensic evidence, including audio recordings, which Khan allegedly refused to verify via voice matching. PTI's legal counsel contended that the charges were politically driven and based on vague allegations of abetment. They argued the cases were part of a broader campaign to discredit the party and its leader. In a strongly worded statement, PTI Punjab expressed deep disappointment, accusing the judiciary of operating under political influence. "The courts have failed to uphold the principles of justice," the party said, vowing to continue its legal fight and launch a peaceful protest movement demanding democratic restoration and the release of political detainees. Imran, who has been jailed since August 2023 after multiple convictions, remains a central figure in Pakistani politics despite his ouster in April 2022 through a no-confidence vote. Several PTI leaders and workers remain incarcerated over the May 9 incidents, while others have been granted bail. The party maintains that the ongoing legal actions are an attempt to dismantle the country's largest political force ahead of critical political transitions.